Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You all like baseball, don't you?
I like baseball.
Oh, I like baseball.
Baseball, baseball.
The guy's a baseball player, Jerry. Baseball.
My dad got us all seats for opening day.
Well, this is not my average opening day.
Opening day?
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's opening day.
Opening day for Major League Baseball today.
Sports! So,
yeah. Sports ball. That's today. Time to get out the ball game again. Minor league teams are sort of, minor league season is a little different, but that's coming too. You know, we're pretty lucky. If you like baseball with a number of different minor league teams in this market, you can go see a lot of baseball. And the three big ones, they all have nice stadiums.
And cheap to go see a game and eat a hot dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you love baseball, you're living in a good spot here. All those stadiums, the High Point Rockers, the newest one, I think that's awesome. They did a great job on that
park.
They
did, yeah.
It's beautiful out there. They're all nice. Couple minutes after 6, good morning to you, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. We got more rodeo tickets to give away today. It's the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Yes.
I have some very, I would say, tricky questions today to give away the tickets.
Do you really?
Wow. Real or fake names.
All right, we're doing it for real or fake. Are they real rodeo cowboys or are they not real rodeo cowboys? Because we got some doozies for you. Have you used the one that she's had? We haven't used the one that she can't figure out yet.
Uh-uh.
Because we didn't mark it whether it was real or not. So she doesn't know.
Correct.
Is that coming today?
I think it might.
Coming today. All right. This will be fun. Good morning to you. Time to get up. Face the day. Chris Stapleton's coming up. But first, Scotty McCreary. And this is It on the Wolf.
Way up in the mountains.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 6 after 6 now. Ranch Roundup continues. Have you voted for your favorite ranch spot? Did your favorite spot make it to the Foodie 4? Or were they eliminated?
Mine was.
His was eliminated.
I was so happy. I was thinking this year would be the year. And Pavilion got knocked out at the very beginning.
Yeah, mine got knocked out early on, too. I can't remember. Annie's, did yours make it through or not?
It just got knocked out the last round.
Oh, last round knocked out. So we're down to 4 in the Foodie 4. Voting open until midnight Sunday night at 931wolfcountry.com. And then we're down to the championship.
I always forget the name. What's the special name?
The Champion Dip.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a good one right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who do we have to thank for that? A listener came up with that, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And then Annie and I added dip, hooray. That's what we added. Dip, hooray. There we go.
We're such losers.
Yeah, those four are Tipsy's Tavern versus Tucker's Grill, Dick's Drive-In versus East Coast Wings, and apparently there's some technical issues on my end. I can no longer access where the scoreboard is being kept, the brackets are. So we're trying to work on that now so we can have an updated score.
The old internet messing up?
Yeah, there's no, everything else is there but that one thing I need. So.
Cool.
Put in a ticket on it.
Already did. Okay.
That's the thing anymore, isn't it? No matter where you work, you got to put in a ticket.
Put in a ticket.
Get that to IT so they can get started on it real quick. So, yeah, and we have discovered, I think we have all come up with a place that we're going to nominate next year that we discovered after the thing was done.
And that hasn't been nominated yet either.
Yeah, you two have. I haven't.
Yeah,
They'll find something.
It was an accident. And the first time I tasted it, here's what happened. I dipped a cracker in it.
Oh, that's the best.
Isn't it?
Captain's Wafer.
Club. Club cracker.
Cool.
I dipped a club in it, and I could tell by the way the cracker came out of the ranch, the way it behaved.
Oh, I like that. The way it behaved.
This is going to be good. Boom. I tasted it. I'm like, oh, yeah. this has got to be nominated next year.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that was Full Moon Oyster Bar in Jamestown. I know a lot of you go there. You must, because the place is packed every time I go in there. I must wait. Hour!
Is that how they...
Smitty's, I think it's the same thing. It's Smitty's Full Moon Oyster Bar or whatever it is in Kernersville. We went up there one night, thought we were there early. We walked up and said, yep, 2 hour wait. Yeah.
Mm.
2 hours?
I just think that's their standard response. I think oftentimes when you go into a restaurant and they tell you it's a ridiculous wait, they just hope you're leaving.
And yeah. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did.
They're like, it worked.
You know, they've got their little pad or whatever there behind the podium. And you table for two. It's 2 hours.
64 days. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Here's your pager.
We'll but let stay you know super close to the building.
Yeah, don't go far.
Yeah.
Some places still use those little devices. Most places have gone to texting. You know, we'll text you when your table's ready.
Yep.
So go sit somewhere and stare into space and think about eating, because it's going to be a while.
That's why I always say thank goodness for phones nowadays. It just keeps you busy when everything else is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just try not to do so much of that when you're driving, people.
It's good to know you got in and got ranch at Smitty's, or well, not Smitty's, a Full Moon.
Yeah. We sat at the bar and ordered up. And the ranch came with the salad, but the first thing I did was dip the cracker in it.
You got to.
You have to. It's part of the process, isn't it?
And the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. So I want them nominated next year. Foodie 4, vote now. Got till Sunday midnight. 680-WOLF, you need more info.
I know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 622. Guys, there's a change coming to the Wolf.
Oh, boy.
Later on today. These are those things that happen as technology changes, technology advances. It marches on. It marches right past us if you're not careful. We got a new phone number coming to the Wolf. I know you've been dialing the same number for what is it now? How many years? 13? How many years?
14 million years.
Whatever. Been dialing this number a long time. You've been going 680-WOLF. Well, it's going to change. But the only thing that changes is the three digits in the front of it. I mean, it's not that big a change, right? I mean, you should be able to remember those three numbers that we're about to give you.
At 10 a.m. this morning, we're going to switch over from 680-WOLF, which just sounds so natural to say.
Well, because we've been saying it for all these years.
You're right. To 799-WOLF.
Yeah. So we've got these big... Chase did a favor because he knows that I'll mess it up and made me this big cue card that says 799-WOLF. And I've got it up in front of me because, Chase, you're right. I would mess it up. I'd give the old number. I'm prone to do things like that. I have actually given the wrong call letters on the station. I've actually gone on the air and given the call letters of a station that I've worked for before, because I have worked for a number of stations. Mm-hmm. As I pointed out many times, I have been fired from some of the finest broadcasting companies in America.
Yeah.
And so, thanks for the cue card.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But I'm also glad to see that you made yourself one.
I did. Andy's like, why I need one? I remember
that.
So the first day that she slips up, you're going to hear it.
Nail her.
I'm not here.
She's mad.
She can't be mad. She has breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When she gets mad is when she gets cranky hungry. You know, it's angry. Like, I'm starving.
Angry.
And it's the one morning I brought myself something, but didn't have to make it.
Because you never do.
Because I walk in and there's a biscuit. And I'm like, well, thank goodness I didn't heat this up first.
She'll come in here. 15 minutes later, she goes, I am so hungry. I can't even see straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, help it.
So anyway, later today, we are going to change over to that 799 WOLF. You can go ahead and program on your phone now if you want to.
There's somebody at corporate sitting in a little office going, you know what we need to do right now is change the phone numbers for the WOLF.
Yeah. In Greensboro, yeah.
That'll help.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to do that later. Just letting you know. This is what they call ramping up. We're ramping up to the actual changeover, which will be at 10 this morning. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't even care. But they gave us the new digits. We're giving you the new digits.
Yeah.
That's how it works, isn't it? I mean, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
Okay, that's where we're at. All right. Good morning to you. We're glad you're listening. Get out and face that day. It's one more day till the weekend. Thursday's finally here. Long week or short week for you guys?
Long.
Short.
Long.
Got a head full of noise.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So you guys know that I went to a wedding last weekend. It was a family wedding. My cousin, my first cousin, and I, who were like brothers our entire lives, we were very close. I don't have a brother, neither does he. We were each other's brother, still are to this day. We have remained close in all our lives. His son got married. Such a sweet, I would say he's a sweet kid. He's 30 years old, but he's a sweet kid. And so at the wedding, we're talking about a number of different blended families, okay? And this can cause all kinds of issues. And I am amazed at how some people are able to handle this situation with grace and ease, where it is almost foreign to me to understand it. Because let me assure you, my ex-wife would never be cool in a blended family situation and just, you know, be, everything's good, it's a wedding, let's celebrate, let's all win, why don't we all get along fine? No, that wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. So at this wedding, there's Gary, my cousin, his ex-wife is there with her. They're not married, but they've been together like 7 years. Mm-hmm. So those two. There are other blended families, you know, but they're all getting along great. Mm-hmm. Gary and his ex-wife get along great. They did a dance. They did, all this other kind of stuff. And all was smooth. Her family's a blended family. All of them were there. All of them getting along. Standing around chit-chatting like they're old friends. No tension, no nothing. Now, there could have been some underlying tension that I couldn't see and I didn't know, but I certainly didn't notice it. You know, you can usually feel that in the air.
Yeah.
Especially in a high-stress situation like a wedding. But there was none of that at all. And it just struck me, I was amazed how, if I were in that situation, it would be a disaster.
I was going to say, they must either really have a really good working family system, or they paid a lot of money for other people to be stressed out that day.
Yeah.
There's one or two things on a wedding day. You pay a lot of money to have somebody stressed out for you, or things just work out really well.
Well, I mean, the whole thing was, you know, obviously it was all done, soup to nuts, catered, all that other stuff. And there wasn't a lot of pressure on, you know, the individuals involved, other than the fact that it's a wedding and that's your baby getting married and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they all just got along so good. Just standing around talking, sipping drinks, having dinner together, all sitting near each other. Everything's fine. Man, if I was in that situation, it would be nonstop all the time. It would never happen.
I guess the thing is most families, I believe, are more dysfunctional than functional.
Probably right. But this was just, and I have another friend who's the same way. They had a similar situation. During the course of the kids' lives, growing up, they all went to birthday parties. The exes and everything else were all at the kids' birthday parties, wherever they were.
Good.
In the backyard, Chuck E. Cheese, wherever it was. They all just got along fine. In fact, with
the current girlfriend or boyfriend, yes, or husband, whatever.
In fact, my friend, Rich, is pretty good friends with his wife's ex-husband. They get along fine.
I love hearing that, though. I gotta commend, like, just, it's just awesome.
It's amazing.
When you're able to do that.
That's real adulting, people, is what that is. That's real adulting. That's somebody going, you know what? Let's throw all this BS out the window. That's my child's mother, or that's my child's father. Let's get over all the BS and let's get along.
And here I'd be like, they don't like chocolate cake. I ain't talking to them.
She knew that she did that on purpose. She knew I hated shrimp scampi and it put it on the menu on purpose.
It'd
be that kind of stuff all the time. It would never be a peaceful situation. Ever. Ever happen. So I was just amazed. I felt like commending them. I like putting my arm around somebody and going, you guys are amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, that doesn't happen often.
It doesn't happen very often. But man, did it happen there.
Wow.
It was on. They ought to give a clinic. It was amazing.
You're right. Like a class.
Yeah, everything was so smooth. And I kept thinking, boy, I must have screwed up somewhere, because something would never happen like this with me. I don't always wake up in the morning. Wake up with the Wolf Show. For real or fake? Rodeo Cowboys names the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo March 31st through April 1st at the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets for you. We'll do the 10th caller right now. We've had fun with this game. So is today the day that that name goes in?
Yeah, Annie's been looking at the sheet trying to figure out if this is a real Cowboys name or not. And today we're going to find out.
Do we get? Would you like to just give us an answer, or whether you not?
No, because every time I do, you go, and I say, okay, so it's the other. Okay, I'm done.
If so. I promise no reaction, no reaction whatsoever, just say, is it fake or real?
Who's that name?
Oh, right here.
Take a look at it.
Fake.
Okay. Okay. No, no. 10th caller right now. We're going to play for real or fake. Cowboy name. 680 Wolf. Let's do it right now. It's going to be fun. He's going to give you five of them. Five. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 709. Good morning to you, and thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show this morning. We appreciate you listening. I don't know if we say that as often as we should or not, but if it wasn't for you, there would be no need for us to be here. Annie has her space being invaded, and she's not happy about it. She
I've
wonders,
been violated.
She's been violated.
I have been violated.
Okay.
And it's one of these deals where some stuff's going on in the neighborhood, some necessary work, but the equipment needed to do the work is invading her space on a full-time basis right now.
And I don't mean like as in they're in my yard working, because they already did what they was going to do in my yard. Which was dig it up and leave pine straw down there, which there better be grass seed.
Was it pine seed? Was hay? It's probably grass seed with some hay over top of it.
I've not gone and thoroughly checked it out, but if you drive down our street, it just is like plop, 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 plop. Everybody's yard has a little couple piles of that going on from where they've been putting in fiber, which I don't care about, but, you know, I know some other neighbors are excited about it. I'll stick with Spectrum.
All right.
Anyways, we come home last Friday, and they've been doing this for a couple weeks, and Danny's like, did you notice what's in our backyard? And I said, no, what do you mean? He goes, there's a bunch of junk parked back there. I said, huh? So let me just say about my road, okay? We are at the corner lot, our street, and there's a street that runs behind us. They're both the same name, but the street behind us is a gravel road, and it's private. It's the private lane of our street. So it's my backyard and my next door neighbor's backyard, and then there's two neighbors that actually live on this street with their mailboxes on the street. So basically nobody goes down there except for the mailman and the neighbors. We come outside, and there's our fence line. There's a good 5-6 feet of our yard, and then it's the gravel road. And back there is a stinking, rusty old trailer and some backhoe or something that they're using for digging. I don't know. Don't come for me with the wrong name. I don't know.
All right. So.
Ask my 4-year-old. Anyways, we're like, can they do that? Like, I'm immediately hot, and I'm sorry. I am not this. I'm a nice person. I'm sharing. I'm kind and giving. But do not leave your crap on my lawn. That is a good chunk of our yard they took up in the back, and we need to mow. So you're telling me you're going to block it up for the entire weekend? We know it's going to be the entire weekend it's going to be parked there, because you ain't coming back till Monday. Why? Mm-hmm. Why our yard? Why where you did it in our yard? And how rude. They just park their crap wherever the heck they want to, whenever the heck they want to do it. On a private road, in someone's yard, right up against their fence. Danny said we might as well take a picture. It looks like our fence got ruined by them. It did.
All right.
But it looks like it did.
All right, I have questions about this.
Is it legal?
It's going to ensure. It's probably going to include an argument between you and me. We're going to do this at about 7:20 or so. But I have a couple questions.
I'm angry.
Okay.
Get out of my yard.
I get it. You and I are probably going to fight.
Okay, good. I like this.
Coming up at 7:25. Yeah, so just get ready for that.
Dad wants to fight me now.
Get your boxing gloves on. We're going to do it.
Let's rodeo at the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo, March 31st. And
only you, you and only you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So they're putting fiber in Annie's neighborhood, and they're parking their rigs, you know, backhoes, whatever they're using to trench in there, ditch witch, whatever they're using. And it's infringing on her property. But what I don't understand is there's a back, you've described it to me. Obviously, I haven't seen the aerial view or anything, but there's a private road that borders your apartment, your house.
Yes.
And there's a fence, and there's a strip of grass on the outside of that fence.
Mm-hmm.
And is it your responsibility to cut that grass?
Yes, it's our yard. Okay. I'm about to show you on Google Maps where they're parked.
Anyway, so they're on this private road that's going behind her house, and she's irritated because, you know, they're parking their stuff there, and they didn't even have to get permission or whatever. It's just there.
And it's, I mean, it's our yard. We pay for this piece of property. We are in charge of weeding it and mowing it and taking care of it, and I don't understand why they can just park their junk here. It'd be different if they parked it for lunch and they came back after an hour. The weekend's when we have the availability to mow, and there's a whole area there we're not able to touch or go around, and then you have to get into the dang gravel to get around it. It's just, I don't know, I'm annoyed by it, and I don't understand how they're able to do that and not have to ask you permission or whatever. I mean, people's yards are people's yards.
I'm just wondering if it's considered a private road.
Look,
I mean,
at
the state
it.
Doesn't.
See, here's my road.
Yeah.
Here's the road that runs behind it, the gravel road. And they're parked right here, right along my fence. Now, we've torn down these bushes, but they are literally behind our shed.
It's a private road, but it is state owned. What you're saying?
I don't know.
Because I'm wondering
nobody
if
nobody maintains it. It's not like they come put salt on it. I mean,
I'm wondering if they can get away with that because it's. Not state owned. I could be wrong. Know.
But anyway, it's just a sort of a temporary thing. They're in the process of installing fiber optic cable in that neighborhood, right?
But I mean, what if they're tearing up my grass back there? Leaving freaking tire marks. This big trailer, this big equipment, all the rain we've had, the wet ground. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. I just don't understand. And why there? Of all the places, why right slap behind my house along my fence line in my yard?
Is that road a dead end road?
No, it goes all the way around, connects back.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You take a sledgehammer, you go up there, hit the fence.
Thought about it. Thought about it. It's already broken right there, too, right where they parked. It was already.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's already leaning and broken. Whoa. So Danny's like, and I was like,
Seize an opportunity.
I almost left a note. I'm this kind of person. I almost left a note that said, please do not park your crap in our yard again.
I'm so proud of you.
I can't stand it.
What is it? Which company is doing this? Is it Spectrum?
I don't know.
Or?
No, I think it's AT&T, but there's not. It's not like they're AT&T trucks or anything. There's no named trucks. They're just a bunch of random guys out there digging.
They've contracted this company to do it. You may have some recourse to go to the company and go, you messed up my yard, and you're going to fix it with your resume. Have you taken pictures?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, and you go out there today. If the equipment is still there, you need to take some pictures and say, look, you messed up my
yard. Well, here's my thing. It was there this weekend. I imagine it'll be back this weekend. It's not been since Monday. I don't know, whatever time it has moved and not been back. Now they're not parking it all week long there. I don't know where they're putting it all week long. And they've been doing this for over a month now. And this was the first weekend they've parked it in our yard. And they've been done with our end of the road for like 2 weeks. So I'm like, where did this come from? Why our yard? And now where is it? Where y'all parking it now?
Interesting.
Is it going to be back on Friday? I'm sick of it.
First of all, I'm personally excited for you to get fiber.
I don't want fiber.
I want you to have fiber.
So what I would do is find out from AT&T who the contract company is they're using to do the work, then contact that company and find out what the deal is. But take pictures of them parking in your grass and stuff.
Or lay down spike strips.
How wide is that strip of grass back there?
Small.
Would you say 6 feet?
Yeah.
6 feet of grass in a strip there along the fence.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I would call. Contact AT&T and say, who's the company you've contracted to do this work? Take pictures of the situation. You may get your, they may fix all that for you.
Yeah.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light.
Still chasing you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So talking about Annie's grass on the street that runs back behind her house there. They got some equipment parked because they're doing some fiber cable work.
I just want to come in and say I'm not trying to be a Karen. I'm a very easygoing person. Stuff like this doesn't... never had something like this happen to me. But there is something about just the violation of it. It makes me mad. And then to learn some things that we've learned here in the last few minutes makes me even more angry.
Yeah, she's about to discover the magic of the easement. And anyway, if you want to weigh in, 680 Wolf.
About the parking on the grass?
Yep.
How far off of like the center line of the road is it?
Well, it's a dirt road.
It's a gravel road,
It's kind of a gravel road that goes back behind her place.
So if she goes to, I'm assuming she lives in Forsyth County?
Yes.
All right, so if you go to the Forsyth County GIS website, you can see exactly where the property lines are. And I deal with this a lot because I work in Guilford County, and I have to go to all these new subdivisions and stuff up in Oak Ridge and stuff. Mm. And there's people that, like, take those little fiberglass rods, and they stick them in their grass right up at the roadside. And they'll get mad if your tires even, like, touch the grass on the side of the road, but they're a little misguided because they think they own the grass all the way up to the road, but they don't own like 30 feet, 20 to 30 feet of the grass that's in front of their house belongs.
So that's an easement.
The road. Yes, it's in the road easement.
So not to be a smart ass, but
parked on that.
Can I ask the county to come mow that part of the grass then so I don't have to take care of it anymore?
That would be something that you could talk to your homeowners association about.
Oh, we ain't got one of those, boo. We don't. I can't have somebody else tell me what to do with my yard.
I'm with you on that. That's why I live out in the country. But
it just blows my mind. I don't know. It's just like it kept us from mowing the back half of the yard. It's off a gravel road. Why there? It doesn't even look like it's something that's public. Like out of all the, I get why they might have put it back there, but at the same time, I would have had a conscience enough to be like, why would I park this behind somebody's house on this gravel road out of all the houses and all the places to park this? I would have been like, I feel weird doing this, but here they are dumping it and leaving it and they're gone for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on it. Like, I'd be pissed off too. And, I mean, yeah, leaving it there the whole weekend, that's kind of some bull crap. But, I mean, I was just kind of preparing you a little bit just in case you do like call them up and say like, hey, y'all are tearing up our grass, that they don't come back and be like, okay, well, that's the state's grass, so get over it.
Well, good to know. I appreciate your insight.
Thanks for calling, bud.
Oh yeah, no problem. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Another question is, when you buy property in Forsyth County, when you buy property, does your property line, is it indicated what you own separated from the 30-foot easement or whatever that the state has access to?
I'm under the impression that I am to take care of every bit of this that is surrounding my fence because it's nobody else's property. It's mine. But then we look at the GIS. Chase pulled it up. The freaking line runs like inside of my fence through what is the shed that we didn't put there, the shed that was there when we bought the house. Yeah. So you're telling me if they needed to get to something, they could tear through my fence, tear through my shed and get to whatever they needed to underneath it if they needed to. Why am I paying for this amount of land and why am I taking care of it? Now I'm even more mad than I was to know that my land is not my land. It belongs, it's a ward of the state.
Yeah.
More questions.
I'm moving to Mars.
It don't take.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And of course, if you'd like to get on this list, we'd love to have you and celebrate you or someone you know. You can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram at 931TheWolf with your birthday request or text or call 680WOLF. Celebrating today. Let's get right to it. Emily Diver of Reidsville. Danny Booker of Reidsville. Denise Sprouse of Seagrove is 55 today. Kinsley Hawley of Danville, Virginia is 12 years old today. Corbin Dowsey of Lexington, celebrating along with Gina Curry of Midway. Michael Gilkerson of Winston-Salem. Mark Johnson of Lexington. Cole Muleback of Ashboro. Trevor Key of Trinity is 37. I about called you 73, Trevor Key. Alan Roney of Burlington celebrating. Shannon Brute of Greensboro. And Kayla Dabney of Sandy Ridge all have birthdays today.
Yay!
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, thanks for listening this morning. And let me just first say that it is far above my pay grade on why things change when they do and why things are done and all that kind of stuff. But it is my job. It is our job collectively to let you know when these things change that affect you. And today at about 10 o'clock, that's exactly what's going to happen. You've been calling 680-WOLF for what now? 13, 14, 15 years.
Forever.
How long have I been on? I've been here for 7 years, so I've been saying that the whole time. But that's going to change at 10 this morning. There'll be a new number for you to call to request a song, to weigh in on a topic, to say hello, whatever. And that number will be 799-WOLF. So forget the 680 part. That changes to 799-WOLF.
Again, what happens at corporate, we don't know.
It's all a mystery.
Who makes these decisions? We don't know.
This place way up on high. And when they tell us to relay some information to you, that is what we do.
We is the minions on the totem pole.
Thank you for the giant cue card with the new telephone number on it, because you know that I would probably mess it up.
And you notice I underlined the 799 part.
You did. And it's all in nice big bold letters.
You're welcome.
So the new number, 799-WOLF, 799-WOLF, will take effect this morning at 10 o'clock. It'll work just like the other one. There'll be no change except for that. If you want to go ahead and put it in your phone, maybe you've got our number programmed in your phone because you play contests,
mm-hmm.
or you call us on a regular basis. That's fantastic. You may want to go ahead and just replace that number now because at 10, because tomorrow morning when we get here, it'll be active.
Yeah.
It'll also be the number you need to text to.
Okay, so it will be our text number as well. Thank goodness it's going to be the same thing.
Yep.
So, theoretically, everything's supposed to go very smoothly on the switchover. Now, there may be smoke coming out of the technical operations center back there at 10 o'clock. I don't know.
If we go off the air at 10 a.m., you know why. Somebody unplugged the wrong thing.
All right. Again, the new number will be 799-WOLF. It's expected about 10 o'clock this morning. So, tomorrow, maybe you're running into the office right now, and you join us, you know, from 6 to 8 or whatever. Tomorrow, if you call us, it's 799-WOLF.
We'll still sound the same.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing. So, again, thank you for sticking with us on this and trying to learn. The good news is you don't have to learn three new numbers, 799. In fact, this is easier to remember than the other one to me.
I think so, too.
Nines are easy to, I don't know why, but nines are easy for me to remember. Any nines in phone, it's always easy. So 799-WOLF, perfect. Maybe that's why they did it.
For you.
maybe they did.
Just for you,
we got to fix that idiot that's doing mornings in Greensboro.
He cannot get it together.
He cannot get it. So that changes at 10 o'clock this morning, 799-WOLF.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
My wife taught me the difference between cup o' noodles and ramen.
Okay.
There's a big difference.
There is a big difference.
Yes.
I used to think they were just the same thing.
Nope.
good to go, she quickly told me. But Cup of Noodles has debuted a new flavor that is apparently not an April Fool's Day joke. It's a breakfast-flavored ramen that supposedly tastes like sausage, eggs, pancakes, and syrup. They'll be available at select Walmarts for a limited time.
But like noodles?
Mm-hmm.
We should probably try that on a taste test Tuesday.
Especially being a morning show, yeah. Breakfast.
Yeah.
And you probably can make them in a microwave, so it's perfect.
Hot and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh.
Dale, this is really gonna irritate you.
And I'm excited.
This is why I decided to add it. Apple.
Oh.
Is launching a buy now, pay later service in the U.S.
No.
The company will allow people to pay for their purchase with 4 payments over 6 weeks. The service is similar to the buy now, pay later service used on car lots.
Yeah. Now, here's another way for you to get something you absolutely do not need that's outrageously expensive for absolutely no reason. I'm not saying that the products from Apple are not technologically advanced and pleasing and all that other kind of stuff. But dang, guys, these $2,000 phones, gotta stop.
Yeah.
Gotta stop.
You know you're going to get it, though.
I am not going to get it.
I'd be paying for my bad boy from 3 years ago still.
That's right.
By the time I pay it off, it's sadly time to upgrade and pay off another one.
Uh-huh.
I have the 14 Pro.
See? There you go.
The only reason I got it was they had an introductory offer and a comeback thing to come back to Verizon where I got it free. Only reason I did it.
And that's how they get you.
Well, they do have you back in there on the plan, but I'm paying the same that I was on the other phone, and included in that is my internet, 5G internet, and the Disney bundle. So I got no complaints about that right now.
Yeah, you kind of won on that one.
Yeah, I did win.
You did. Today is National Doctors Day, so big shout outs to the doctors, but we all know who runs the place is the nurses.
That's right.
Amen.
They're the ones that really make all the calls, make everything happen. Pepsi, by the way, is changing its recipe.
Risky business here.
We've seen in the past where they come out with changing, what was it, Pepsi, what was the clear one? Was it
Pepsi Clear?
Yeah, Pepsi Clear.
We need to go, we're going to have to go over to Newber and have a conversation with somebody. This don't sound right.
The new recipe has 57% less sugar than it used to.
That could be good because I think Pepsi's too sweet anyway.
Don't you talk about my Pepsi.
I think Pepsi tastes too
sweet. It does give me a tummy ache every time I drink one. That's why I can't have them.
It has like 85% of the daily value in a can.
Well, I don't drink sugared sodas anymore. I hadn't for several years, but Pepsi does taste too sweet.
I don't like Diet Pepsi, but I love Pepsi.
Okay.
And I can't even drink Pepsi without getting sick.
You may be able to do it on this.
Maybe.
The improved Pepsi will get its sweetness from potassium and sucralose.
Jesus.
Another form of sugar. It'll debut in England and Ireland, and the recipes for Diet Pepsi and Pepsi Max are not changing.
I don't even know what Pepsi Max is. I mean, I've seen it, but I don't know
it's
what.
Pepsi to the max.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, you got that.
Thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for a fun fact?
Do you really want to have some fun?
You're going to have fun on this one, Dale. Today's fun fact, the guy who invented the revolving door came up with it because he hated having to open doors for women.
Wow, Dale, did you create that? Is that you, pal?
Smart.
Might have been a cousin.
He-Man Woman Haters Club.
that's wrong.
Dale,
that's
you like women.
It's wrong to label me like that. I love women. I just choose not to
be associated with them.
Live with one. That's what it is.
The closest woman in his life is probably you.
And I'm so sorry for that, pal. No wonder you're the leader of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
I have reasons and rights.
And do.
Folks, if you had to put up with her every day, I'm telling you.
Wow, that's it. I'm done.
Danny and I'll have to commiserate.
Commiserate's a key word.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
Oh, is that all of them?
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Was that five?
That was five.
Did we count
five.
Those?
Yeah.
All right, I must have miscounted.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
40 HP Johnson.
Kind of a Dale's Tale from the Trail today. There's a newer section of the Greenway that has opened up in Guilford County. And if you haven't walked it, you're going to want to walk it. And you can access it from a couple different places. It is part of the longer contiguous portion of the Greenway. There are now 20-some miles of contiguous Greenway that you can walk.
Can you drive it?
And you can drive near it.
Oh, then I'm out.
Lazy.
So you can the best place, I think, to just get to enjoy this for the first time is to go to the Piedmont Environmental Center.
Okay.
Which is off Penny Road. And you park there and you walk down the trail. I'm trying to tell you which way. If you're standing at the Piedmont Environmental Center looking at the front door, if you look to the right is toward Jamestown.
Or yeah, yeah, that yeah.
Way. Yes.
Walk off down the trail that way and you will come to a bridge that goes over the lake. It's beautiful. I'm going to post a picture of it on my Instagram. That's Wolfman Dale.
Here we go.
I've always wondered where you would like go to get, like if you wanted to start on the trail. And then I was like, is there like, can you do the entire thing? Is there like the proper starting point all the way to the proper ending point if you wanted to walk the whole thing?
The trail is marked in mileage, mm-hmm. but if you want that to be accurate as you pass the mile markers, you would need to start off of, there's a parking lot off of East Fork Road.
Yeah.
That used to be like a Kiwanis Club or something like that. They tore that down. There's a parking lot there. And if you access the trail there, that's the beginning of the markers that count the mileage for you. And you'll pass a yellow marker on the trail that tells you how far you've gone. And then in that case, you would be walking back up toward the Piedmont Environmental Center and then on down through the woods, crossing East Fork Road, back through the woods and end up, you just kept going on that. And that's going to be about by the time you get over there, it's going to be about a 12 miler, but you could follow that all the way to Piedmont Road. And there's a parking lot off of Piedmont Road there.
Yeah. I'll just get Uber to drop me off at the beginning and be waiting for me at the end. Cause I'm not doing 24. I'm only doing 12.
What I'm getting ready to tell you though, was a really good short walk that'll take you over that bridge. You start at the Piedmont Environmental Center, walk down, you'll see the bridge and walk over the bridge and you're going to want to take, it's a great place to take pictures or whatever. Cause you know, you're right over the water there and it's a long bridge. You go over that and you walk up there and you walk across and you walk into what you end up in High Point City Lake Park.
Okay, yeah.
And you walk through and you can go over, you know, and inside City Lake Park are the picnic shelters and all that. And they completely redid a whole new, I don't know, it's a community center there. And they redid the pool and everything. It's super nice. And if you walk through there and then just turn and return, that's a reasonable walk for you to enjoy that new little section.
Now, before we go into this next song,
mm-hmm.
where would I go to find these great pictures that you post of these trails?
Plug.
Well, I'm going to post this particular section that I'm telling you about on Wolfman Dale on Instagram, but I have an Instagram that has all those photos on it, and that's Seasons by Dale, and you can look them all up.
This isn't the same bridge that you've done all the seasons, all the pictures of the seasons.
Is it? No, it's not.
No. That's a small, short little footbridge over a bog.
Okay.
That's not what it is. This is a beautiful bridge over a gorgeous section of the lake there.
Ooh, I gotta see that.
You'll really like it. I'll post a picture up. But might be a good thing to do this weekend, take that little walk.
We've been swinging and missing.
Hey, you want to do a little peppy music? Give it up, Ben. Anyway, we're going to use this music to talk about the new phone number that we have taking effect about an hour or so.
Yeah, about an hour away.
I'm jamming.
At 10 o'clock, the 680-WOLF number goes away and becomes 799-WOLF, which to me is even easier to remember. Because as I said, it seems something about the double nine that makes it just perfect.
Yeah.
799-WOLF will be the new number to contact us for whatever you're doing. If you're playing a contest, if you're calling to say hi, if you're calling to chime in on something, whatever, then, or make a request, it's 799-WOLF.
Yep. Text us.
I just think about, this is almost as difficult as like rebranding our entire radio station or something, is instilling this in people that it's no longer what it has been for so long.
It'd be like calling us, instead of 93 on the Wolf, it'd be calling us like
the Armadillo.
Yeah.
I like that one.
93.1 The Wolf.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, but 93.1 The Armadillo.
See, that works.
Dung Beetle might work.
93.1 The Dung Beetle. No, that doesn't work. Not as good as Armadillo.
But yeah, 799 Wolf. Go ahead, write it down. Tattoo it on your arm. Write it in lipstick on the mirror. Whatever.
Do people do that, really?
Have you ever left a message in lipstick on the mirror, Annie?
I have.
You have.
Oh, we got something to talk about tomorrow.
But not for my husband.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
And
tomorrow morning.
Not even for a man.
Yeah, even better.
This gets juicier all the time.
I like it.
That's tomorrow morning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
We're
lipstick, lipstick mirror messages from Annie. Oh, man.
Oh, we probably can't say most of them on air.
Was what you left on the mirror profane?
Isn't anything that comes out of my mouth profane?
That was a dumb question, though, my part.
We'll have plenty of time to edit this before.
But you'll be able to text or call us on our new number tomorrow morning.
Yeah. 799-WOLF will be the number tomorrow. 799-WOLF. That takes effect at 10 this morning.
Kicks in this morning.
But for us, I mean, if you're going to call us, then, you know, and you want to participate tomorrow morning in this little lipstick story, which I can't wait to hear.
I don't know why we're going to talk about it.
We are going to talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!